All right. Well, number four.
Welcome back, guys.
The Awkward Pillow Talk Podcast. And this one, I think this one is really kind of the bread and butter of what we do.
Yep.
It's kind of equally the thing that I am most proud of and most worried about when I discuss what we do with other people.
Right.
Because if you don't understand or you don't want to take the time to understand exactly what it is that we do, it sounds weird.
Yeah.
And that's part of the stigma we're looking to break. It shouldn't sound weird. It should all just be normal shit. But today's episode, awkward. You're still a virgin. And of course, Stephanie Klass here is our resident virgin slayer. 16 recorded virginities. And, I mean, that's
a lot.
That's a lot. And it sounds crazy. Everybody's always like, oh, are they real? Is it staged? No, they're...
None of it is staged.
None of it's staged. And to the best of our knowledge, they are real. Obviously, there's, you know, no way of being like, hey, you know, submit yourself for testing. You got to make sure.
Like, there's no doctor's note saying, like, yes, they are not, you know, they have never had sex before. But, like...
There's a pretty... Especially after we talk to them, we do the vetting, we kind of, you know, background checks, social media checks. And then once you see them in person, you're like, wow, that's...
That tracks,
you know. And
it'll go, like, not in a bad way. Like,
just their interaction, you can tell.
They don't know
what they're doing. And it's a hell of an experience for everybody. And I don't know, I kind of just wanted to talk today about, like, how we got into it.
Yeah, because there's, you know, a lot of questions that stem from it. And
where we see it going. And obviously talk a little bit, too, about, like, if somebody is interested, how do they go about this? Because let's go ahead and put it out right now. Messaging us on any of our platforms that are paid is not...
It's not the way to go.
You know... We'll figure out a better way. It's probably going to be through email. Maybe we'll do it through the podcast. But, you know, essentially, you know, reaching out to us through any of those paid platforms has the potential of ruining it for everybody.
Right.
So we're not being a dick. But if you do message us and there's any sort of inclination of that, we will just unfortunately restrict you to where you will not be able to speak to us anymore. You'll still be able to look at our content and stuff like that, but you won't be able to talk. We'd rather not go through that.
We don't want to risk anything, you know, just because.
Yeah, look, we're trying to help here. That is our whole goal, is helping people. We really are just, that's just, I think, the kind of people that we are. We like to help. We like to kind of be there. And don't fuck us over for trying to help.
Like, you know, it's a mutual benefit, you know, it's, we...
Yeah, we don't charge. We don't charge the guys for the experience. We film it, and really, we film it in such a respectful way too. It's like, you know, it's
blur faces.
Nobody's identity's ever gotten out, and we're patient. We tell them ahead of time. We let them know exactly what to expect before going into it. But let's. I feel like there's so much to attack here.
Right.
Where would you like to start?
I guess where it started, like, how we got into it, because, like, it is a very odd thing, and it's one of those things where I never thought I would be where I am, and we had someone reach out to us on, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it.
Reddit, yeah, okay. you can say whatever you want on here.
I just wasn't sure. So, someone reached out to us on Reddit, and, basically was like, hey... I'm a virgin. Would you take my virginity? And initially I was like, no, like that does not sound fun. Does not sound...
It sounds like a lot of pressure. That was the immediate thing you said, is that sounds like a lot of pressure, like a lot to put on me.
Right. And
I was like, all right, yeah, no problem.
I don't even remember.
I think you brought it up again to me.
Yeah, I don't remember. But I just remember
being in the shower.
Okay.
And then you said something else about the virgin thing, and I was like, "Ooh," because you don't mention things twice. If you're not interested in something,
it's just done.
It's done. It's out of your mind. So typically, like, really anything that's led to anywhere, you've questioned something again at some point, and I've been like, "Oh, you may have an in."
Like, where did that come from? How did we get here?
But and truly, the virgin thing wasn't even something I was like interested in. Like, to this day, it doesn't like turn me on per se. It turns me on to see you with people,
right?
But like somebody's first time, I mean, it doesn't really do it for me. I know it does it for you,
right?
I know you enjoy it, and that's fine with me, and I enjoy seeing you with dudes. And it's such a niche thing, you know. I do think it's a beautiful thing, you right. know. I see the benefits of it, obviously, but it's not going to be what I personally jerk off to, and that's
right.
fine.
Right. But, I mean, everybody's got their thing.
Yeah. But. You make plenty of porn that I jerk off to. Actually, yeah. I mean, I just fuck you half the time anyway, so more than half the time.
But anyways, so...
subject.
I basically, I guess we circled back to it, and I said I would, you know, potentially be interested in it. And
yeah, so I reached back out to the dude.
Right.
And I was like, look, these are the deals. If you would... you know, provide your ID, sign a form, you know, all this kind of stuff. Let us film it. You got to wear protection, obviously. We'll do it.
Because this was during COVID.
Yeah. So. And so we were like, he goes, yeah, let's do it. So we book a hotel and it's like the night before, I think he's supposed to come or something yeah. like that. And he goes, oh, I just got into a car accident. My car is totaled.
Yep.
And I'm like, you motherfucker. Like, we just knew he was going to bail anyways, because we've been swingers long before this. This isn't, right. like, the first time we tried to, you know, meet up with somebody and fuck. So, like, we know that people bail. You know, people get cold feet. They jerk off maybe, you know, too soon before the interaction.
Right.
And that post-nut clarity hits, and it's just like, oh, I'm going to come up with an excuse, because...
I don't want to do this anymore.
I just don't want to do this anymore.
Right.
So we're like, fucking A. And we felt pretty confident about this one, because I'd really done, like, all the betting.
Well, so it was like, you know, it was our very first one, and he reached out to us. It wasn't yeah. like we had put out like a public service announcement, like, you know,
looking
searching
for, this.
For it. Like, he reached out to us and initiated all that contact.
Yeah.
So.
And we were going to film that weekend anyways. We'd had a whole plan of, you know, what we were going to do. And I think we'd reached out to a bunch of different people, and then everybody, one by one, ended up bailing. But we did reach back out to one dude, or rather, he reached back out to us. I went back on Reddit after the first dude canceled, and I saw a message from somebody. And it was basically this dude that I'd talked to before, and he was like, hey, so I know I told you no when you talked to me about filming it before, but I'm really just tired of being a virgin. Like, I'm just
right.
fucking done with it. And if it... like, if you have to film it and I had to provide my ID in order for me to get this stigma over with,
I'll
like,
do it.
We'll do it. And he sends me a picture of himself, and he's a decent-looking black dude. Like,
yeah.
Good. I don't remember if I saw his cock.
No, we didn't ask for it at the beginning.
We used to not ask for it. So, eventually, we were just like, okay, fine. When can you be here? And he goes, I can... be there at like 10 a.m. or something like that.
Yes.
And I was like,
okay,
all right, let's do it. And sure as shit, dude shows up at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And super nice guy. Still, I mean, he was a good first one to have.
Yep.
Nice guy.
Very first one.
Good looking dude, but I think it was like a religion thing, possibly for him, that kind of held him back from making the move. I don't remember. We'll have to listen to that interview
yeah,
again.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Exactly. Before every one of our videos, if you're not familiar, we have an interview with these guys where we kind of talk to them, and we're hoping that, you know, eventually with the, you know, this podcast thing kind of starting to be recorded, we can move these conversations into that and kind of have a deeper discussion, because right now it's like 2 minutes of conversation with them
yeah.
before we get into it. But typically, you know, they'll tell us kind of like what's going on, like why they're a virgin still and stuff like that. And this guy was so nervous.
Yeah, they all are.
And you were too.
Oh, I was very nervous.
But we eventually, I mean, we were just like, all right, let's just fucking do it. And they all have a hard time getting it up usually. And that's normal. I mean, think about it from their perspective. You're inviting them over to film their first time. Most of them had never even seen a vagina.
Right.
or had their dick seen by somebody else.
Right. Oh, and the person that you're about to fuck's husband is there, who is recording it.
Yeah.
Big, like, big ask, and we know that.
And we, that's, you know, after the first one or two times, we started telling everybody, you know, this is awkward.
It's awkward super for you. Awkward.
Awkward for us. Embrace it. And, you know,
again. Just, you know that we are all feeling the same way. It's not like it's just them being like, oh, I'm so uncomfortable. I'm so awkward. We're all feeling that way because, like, we're meeting these people for the first time. And then we're like, 5 minutes later, you're like, hey, come stick your dick in me.
Yeah. So. And that's really, I mean, that's essentially how it happens. Like,
right.
We don't do a lot of, like, foreplay. She's not into kissing. She's not into, like, you know, she's there to get a fucking job done.
Right.
But with this guy, you know, he came and, you sucked his dick for the first time. You let him eat you out. You let him fuck you.
Right.
He could not come.
No.
And that's another common theme. There's a lot of pressure on these dudes.
Right.
Not everybody comes, and there's people, some of the guys will be like, well, I'm not a virgin because I didn't come. No, I don't.
Or,
I don't,
you know, I'm still a virgin.
Or I'm still a virgin because I didn't come. No, I don't think that's what
solidifies it. No.
Solidifies it. Personally, because, I mean, you can, you know, most of these guys are telling them, like, look, right now you're like in your head and you're not enjoying this.
Right.
Because, you know, you got a limp dick and all you can think about is these people are waiting for me. Everybody wants to see me come. That's not fun.
No.
No, this is supposed to be a fun experience. So
for everybody. For everybody. Just...
You can stop. I know you still had a great time. You don't have to come right now.
Right.
Get in your car, fucking drive 5 minutes down the road and fucking blast one off if you have to. You know what I mean? Or wait till you get home and you'll have the best one of your life. Or four. You know what I mean? Because you're going to be so fucking backed up. But, like, really just, like, relieving the pressure from everyone in general. I'd say we're at, like, what, 50% maybe for
guys for actually coming?
Yeah.
Like, you know. Blowing their load.
And really, we've only had, like, one or two that have, like, really struggled throughout the whole process that we've had to, like, completely coach through.
Yeah.
So, overall, most of them do pretty well. And, I mean, some of the ones that have done the best, we've, you know, we always come up with some sort of fun thing, like a DVP or...
Or even, like, you just tell them, like, because we initially started out, like, not realizing what we had to do, but, like...
Well, let's back up. So after this first one, we kind of put it out to the world to see, is this something that people would be interested in? Now, we kind of got the idea from another creator who did, like, the hot wife stuff.
Right.
And they did it differently because their the husband, I guess, is not directly involved, I guess, always with it. And with you having the anxiety that you had, slash have, you wanted me to be part of it. Oh, yeah. That was just kind of our whole thing. So I remember we filmed it, we put it out, and there was a bunch of people that were just, like, immediately eating it up. It was cool. It was the first month we'd made over $1,000 on OnlyFans, and I was like, holy shit, that's amazing. And I remember I sent it out to that dude from that couple, and he immediately, like, went back to me and was like, I would never do that to somebody. I can't believe you did that. Like, that would be so embarrassing to be that guy. And I was just like, oh, fuck.
Like,
is it that bad? And it, like, really got in my head about it. And I'm like, God damn it. But, you know, and after doing it 16 times, I'm realizing, no, it's... First off, it had to be done for you.
Right.
As well.
I would not have enjoyed it. I would not have taken 16 had...
No, and I don't think that... I think I was the bridge between anxieties.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I was the... Yes, you're the one taking it. But I'm the catalyst that's helping this happen because... Your anxiety and their anxiety was certainly never going to allow things to progress.
They were never going
to
align. Yeah.
So, I don't know. That was one thing that kind of, like, rubbed me wrong, I guess, early on, is just how that was approached. But I didn't change.
No, we never changed
anything about it.
Because it worked for us. Like, you know, we, like, afterwards, we always ask them, you know, like, you know, was that, like, not like, was that good? But, like, you know, did you have a good time? Like, is, you know, are you... glad that you know, did what you did. And they all, you know, no one's been like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that. Like,
no, we still have guys reach back out to us and they're like, I'm so thankful. Like,
yeah, like, you know, even like, yeah, like they say, you know, I, you know,
but I mean, I guess so. After that first time, we put it out, and then you and I started talking, and we were like, it was the end of August.
Okay.
Was when we took our first one.
Okay.
Of 21. I think so.
Whatever. Yeah, I think so.
And we were talking. I remember we were in the kitchen in Virginia, and I was like, we got to come up with some sort of goal. Like, look at all this money we just made. That was just from one.
Right.
What if we could do more? And we were like, I feel like we were in one of our, you know, ebbs and flows of money at the time, because as a salesman, that kind of happens.
Right.
And I was like, we got to make some more money. Let's do it. And we're like, let's set a ridiculous goal, like something that just we know won't happen. That's my thing. I love to set ridiculous goals. And Stephanie hates it.
I hate it.
She loves to have attainable goals. I love ridiculous goals. So I set the ridiculous goal of, okay, you have 4 months, or essentially until 2022.
Right.
To take 10 virginities.
Yeah.
And she was like, all right, I mean, that's ridiculous. We're never going to get to that, but like, whatever, let's try it. So we put that energy out onto Reddit. We put it out onto OnlyFans, and we're like, all right, we're taking 10 virginities.
Well, nine more.
Nine more in 4 months. And it started out really slow. And then all of a sudden, it was just like,
it poured in.
Boom. And they started coming in so fast. And sure as hell, you got...
I got it.
You got all 10. And again, now we're up to 16. It slowed down significantly after those first 4 months.
Yeah.
Like, if we could have kept up that pace, you'd probably be at 100 by now.
Jesus. That'd be crazy.
But it's hard. It's really hard to vet, you know. Right. And before we go into each one of these experiences, because if you are interested in hearing about each one of these, we're going to kind of go into just a little bit on each one of these 16 experiences. So this one's going to be a bit longer. But before we get into that, let's kind of talk about, like, who you're looking for. Like, if somebody reaches out to you, what is going to give them the best chance? Because not everybody, obviously, you know, yes, we are charitable.
But we're not going to just...
But look, she's got to find you somewhat attractive, or have some sort of like personality connection or something. Like,
I'm not going to just fuck anybody. And that's what, like, people will message me on Reddit, and they're like, I had some guy like last week was like, so when are you going to take my virginity?
No, first off, we don't know what you look like.
Right. And I was like, well, send me a picture. He goes, but when are you going to take it? And I was like, I'm not going to talk to you again unless I know what you look like. Like, this is not a charity. like, I'm not going to just fuck you just to fuck you. Like, I've got to, I have to see what you look like first.
Yeah, you take care of yourself.
Right. So. Yeah,
make sure that... Sorry, I had to close that because you said fuck really loud.
I stubbed my toe. Yeah. Fuck!
No, like, I feel like they have to put some effort into the hygiene aspect of it. They have to, you know.
I mean, I'm not saying
don't. Our best candidates, I think, are the ones that have been slighted, right? They're the ones that were dating a girl that was like, hey, you need to wait till marriage. I don't want to do anything. And then they break up, and now she's a hoe, and he has no fucking idea what he's doing.
And he's so left behind.
Or all of his friends. Social anxiety. Yes. You know what I mean? To where they just have a hard time talking to somebody.
Don't know how to talk to girls.
Or- yeah. We cannot fix your virginity issue if it's a bad hygiene, or if it's, you know, overweight necessarily, or anything like that.
But we can fix, like, if you grew up religious.
Religious.
And, you know, parents are like, oh, absolutely not. And then, you know,
you just feel behind your peers all of a sudden. And I'll tell you, just having that stigma taken off, you know what I mean? Just not being the virgin in your friend group, you know? Right. I think that's a huge thing, because to me, it's you have this mental block, right? Like, I feel like I'm talking a little bit out of turn, because, like, maybe I probably shouldn't be talking on behalf of virgins. I lost mine early. You know what I mean?
Right. But still, like.
But I feel like, to me at least, if I can take myself back to before I lost it, it seemed like such an unattainable thing.
Right.
That the second I attained that, everything else in the world seemed like it was suddenly within my reach.
Okay.
Does that make sense at all?
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
It's like it was this thing that was put on and they tell you never put a pussy on a pedestal, but I didn't know that back then. It was on a pedestal. And the second I attained it, I was like, oh, I wonder what else I can do.
The world is my oyster.
Yes. And now I'm a fucking porn star. Look at me.
Right.
But I just feel like I want that for so many other people.
Right. Like, you know what I mean? It shouldn't be, like, obviously, if, like, you choose to not lose your virginity, fine, whatever. Like, that's on you. If that's what you want to do, that's fine. But, like, to have somebody else slight you from it, whether
to take that or to take that power away from you, or to give that that action more power than it deserves,
right?
Because I think that action, the sex in general, has so much power in society, right?
Yeah.
Like it can be used as a power control or just to
withhold or
anything.
Yeah.
So what you're essentially doing is you're just giving these guys that power back, right? Is you're taking the weight of that act and giving them back a life, I think. That's how I see it. Maybe I'm being a little overkill.
No, but I mean, we've talked to many of them afterwards, and I'm like, how, you know, like, have you, like, had success since? And then, I mean, there's some that are like, no, I haven't had any success since, but then there's many that are like, yeah, like, you know, I mean, I've had a couple, or some are that are like, I'm killing it. Like, I'm.
But we've had some too. Like, we've had one guy that I know was like super career focused. You know what I mean? So, like,
right.
He was just like, I'm going to figure this out. Once I get this settled, then I can figure everything else out.
Right.
And he's had minimal success since. But nonetheless, I think that stigma was over, and it gives him the ability to open up his mind and kind of like focus on work instead of being like, okay, well, I got to get this taken care of too.
Right. Like, I've got too many things on my agenda. Like, I gotta.
So essentially what we're looking for, you know, make sure you should be, I don't know. I don't even want to say decent looking, cause I don't necessarily think that like looks have everything to do with it.
I don't even necessarily.
You need to be good hygiene. That's for damn sure. You need to be, you know, if you're shaved, shave. Clean, presentable, you know, you should have clean clothes, you should look presentable, you should try your best.
Shower.
Yeah, no. And if you're going to send a picture of yourself, send a picture of your fucking face.
Right.
I don't care what you look like.
And I realize that, body, like, the face is never even shown in the video, but to me,
she has to look at it the whole fucking time.
Right. I still have to look at it. And I don't even necessarily care about, like, race or anything.
No,
you know.
Fucked everybody.
I know. I'm just saying. So it's not like.
And you don't even care if it's a guy or a girl.
Right. Yeah. I haven't done a girl one, but no. That would be fun.
I don't think we do transsexuals. I don't think that's our thing.
I don't think that one's our thing, unfortunately. But
no,
know.
No hate towards anybody that's into it, but that's our line. But yeah, I mean, woman or guy, I think would be cool.
Yeah. But yeah, no, just like, take care of yourself. Like, you know, and you don't have to necessarily send me
a
dick pic.
And be nice. Yeah, we don't care about you.
We'll
get into that.
Yeah.
be nice, be respectful, and understand that, like, Steph is the one that's doing the favor here. Nothing is fucking owed to you.
Right.
And you should do your research ahead of time. You should watch her videos. I'm not telling you have to.
But at least watch one.
Watch something. You know what I mean? And also maybe consider supporting the person that you're trying to milk things from. Because the amount of people that just, you know, pop in and like, well, you took my virginity, and then they just leave. Bail. Like, well, why the hell would, if you're not supporting us, why would we ever even consider?
I mean, I don't ask, you know.
We don't ask. It's not about that. It's
certainly
not.
Well, no, we don't ask all of them to, you know, join my thing, but, you know.
Think about it in perspective. I mean, you obviously see a value in this service that we're offering.
Right.
You should, if everybody pitches in for it, it's going to make it a lot more accessible.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you do your part, you know, or the pay-per-views on your page are affordable. They're, you know, basically under $40. And some of them are as long as an hour.
Yeah.
Multiple camera angles, lots of close-ups. I mean, this is not like cell phone shot footage, right?
Right.
This isn't what you're, you know, getting from some of these other girls. This is like me being way too obsessive with my video quality in the angles, in the editing, and like spending probably 10 times the amount of time that it took us to
film it, right?
To edit it.
Right.
So these things are like, you're going to watch
legit.
Them. You will watch them over and over and over and over again.
Right.
And she's got what? It's 15 virgin videos.
Yeah, 16 virgins, but 15 virgin videos because had a good time with
Five and Six together.
Five and Six, yep. Yeah, that one was fun.
And right now she's got a deal where if you, you know, tip 200, she'll send you all the Virgin videos at one, which is like a hell of a fucking deal, because really they go for $20 to $25 each,
right?
And they're gonna go up soon, because we're kind of taking ownership of this thing that we're doing, as crazy
try
as it is.
Try not to give it away for free, you know. Try not to.
But we want to start talking about this to more people,
right?
And kind of spreading out, you know, the idea of this, just removing the stigma of virginity, I think, in general, or stigma of sex,
right?
But if you're interested, you know, this is our halfway mark on the podcast, I guess, maybe. It is onlyfans.com/StephanieClass. Send us a message on there. All the pay-per-view is available through messaging.
But don't message us if you're a virgin looking for, you know.
Do not message us.
Don't do that.
All right.
It's a
so
bad idea.
Let's start. Do we want to start with our virgin, like, missteps, like the guys that have failed and why they have not been chosen? Or do we want to start going through your videos first?
We could do the ones that are not chosen, but I don't know if I remember all of them.
Well, we'll touch on a few. I don't think it's gonna be that long, but I just think it's worth people listening to before,
like, how they've messed up, or
how they've messed up and like why we've turned them down.
Okay.
Essentially,
or like not giving them, because there's been some that, like, we've had it all lined up and then they bail, and I just don't give them a second chance, because
yeah, all that. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. So, essentially, like, the one that comes up is the most recent one, which you had found on Reddit.
Right.
You'd said, hey, message my husband on Snap.
Right.
So he had open communication with two
people.
Two people off a paid platform. And then he subscribed to your OF.
Oh, yes.
With his legal name.
Yes.
And sent you a message saying, can't wait to hook up.
No, can't wait to fuck you.
Yeah.
And it just...
No, he used the word hookup in there, too. I was just like, well...
You're done.
I messaged him, and I was like, is that your legal name? He goes, yes. And I'm like, all right.
You're done.
You're done, because you just linked yourself to a paid platform. We don't...
Talk about that stuff.
We don't fuck fans. It's not what it
like,
is. We find people from other sources that are not OnlyFans or paid sites, because it is against terms of service. And this is our livelihood, y'all.
Right.
You got to think about it.
It's fun to, like... You know, have someone say, ooh, I wish I could fuck you, and be like, oh, yeah, like, you know, it's fun to,
And if you message us on OnlyFans, you're going to feel like you are getting baited, because we're going to tell you, yes, we're going to meet with you, because OnlyFans is fantasy.
Right.
This is 100%, it is sexting, it is all this kind of stuff. Obviously, the videos that we make are real.
Right.
But when you're messaging us, you know, it's a sexting platform. It's a fantasy platform until you get yourself off.
And then it's done.
And then it's done.
But we had something set up, like, within, like, the next 3 or 4 days to actually meet up with this guy.
Yep.
To, you know, take his virginity. And we couldn't possibly let it go on because he had already subscribed.
Like,
said that he couldn't wait to fuck me, and then, oh yeah, how are we supposed to be able to submit this guy's forms and then put out a video and
be
like, oh,
no,
it's not the same guy. Like, there's no way. So we were like, sorry, dude, you're done. Like, which is a shame, because, you know.
He was like right up your alley.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, the perfect candidate, but he fucked himself. So don't do that. Don't lie about being a virgin.
Yeah, I found so many people.
So many people.
It's easy, guys. Like, I'm not going to tell you how to avoid it, but, like, or to avoid my detection. I mean, I have a lot. I should be a fucking private investigator.
You should, but, like.
But, like, I'm going to find you. You know what I mean? Like, just, it's just not worth it. Like, why, if you are not a virgin, why would you want to act like one?
Like, you are. Like, and a lot of them will, like, they'll message me.
That's part of the issue, too. You know, it's like, we're actually trying to help people here. And then you get people that are actively, you know.
Search, because it'll be like, someone will message me on Reddit.
I can act like a virgin.
I can pretend.
It's been 5 years.
I haven't touched one in, like, 5 years. Or, you know, like, you know, it could be our secret, you know, that I, you know, I'm not. And, like, no.
It's a turn off. And people don't understand that either. It's like, genuinely, you genuinely enjoy the aspect of them actually being virgins.
Right.
This isn't like
Seeing them for the very first time.
Yeah, this isn't an act for you. So that is not a turn on for you. It's actually a turn off.
It makes me just want to block you and like...
Yeah, you're creepy now.
Right. Now you're just taking advantage of a situation that I'm helping other people, like genuinely helping other people with. So it rubs me the wrong way when people, you know, try to... And I get it. They're trying to be funny, but it's not funny. Not even a little bit. It's very frustrating because, you know, every time I log into Reddit, I'm like, all right, how many of these trolls are going to be on? How many are going to be legit? How many...
Yeah.
Are going to be fake. And 98% of the time, they're all trolls.
Well, and that's why we're at only 16, right? It's because we're basically on the level of we're assuming nobody's a virgin until we can prove
otherwise. Right.
So when these people reach out, and especially they reach out and they're not like, hey, I'm a virgin. They're like, hey, can we fuck?
Right.
And then they'll be like, oh, yeah, I'm a virgin.
And you're like, yeah, okay. Like,
you know, and I don't know. I feel like there's a way we can... I'm sure we're not at 100% on our virgins. Maybe somebody got us over on one or two.
I don't know.
I mean, I feel close to all... Like, I don't know.
I mean, yes, there's obviously some that have never, you know, like, reached back out. But, like, you can just tell by the way that they, like, act and the way they...
Yeah.
Like, I feel pretty confident. But yeah, like you said, maybe someone got us, but... I don't know.
I don't really think of it like a gotcha either.
No.
I mean, it's not like that. Because if they did get us, then man, you suck at sex.
Right, man. Like, I feel bad for the girl that did it first.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Let's, on top of that, you know, I'm going to ask for IDs.
Right.
You are coming to our home or somewhere that is probably where we're sleeping. I mean... Your ID is... I'm not going to give it your information to everybody. I just need to know that you are not a serial killer.
You're not a pedophile. I mean,
anything.
You know, just... You know.
I also have to make sure that you're 18. If you're telling me you're 19 or you just turned 18, you're sending me your ID...
Immediately. Before we talk to you.
Because I don't fuck around with that shit.
Right.
Nope.
That's a hard no for me.
Yeah, so...
Not like, oh, next week's my birthday. Nope.
Nope, don't talk. Nothing. You will get blocked immediately. That is not fun for us. That's not even close to being appropriate. We are 100% legal on everything we do. So you'll need to make sure that you send that to me. If I do not respond to you immediately and you message me with a question mark, you're basically going to get blocked. Because first off, I run a business. Second off, I'm a dad and a husband.
And you,
we owe you nothing.
Right. Like, we will respond. I mean, obviously, if it's been over, like, 24 hours, she'd be like, hey, man, did you get my message? Whatever. But, like, don't just, you are not in charge in this situation.
Yeah.
We are
in charge. The last thing I will get into, and I think you were probably about to hit on it, is when we're like, hey, reach out on Snapchat. And they're like, oh, I don't have Snapchat.
Oh, well.
Can we do this? No,
sounds
you're
like
going to want to fucking download Snapchat.
Sounds like you're going to stay a virgin, bud. Like,
yeah. We are in charge. We're not going to go out of our way. We're not going to drive to you. We're not going to pay you to do this.
I mean, no one's asked us to, you know.
We've had people ask for payment, and I've said no, and they just don't.
Respond back.
Yeah. But this is the payment.
Right. I am helping you out. And, like, I've had other people, like, that same weekend that we did that very first one. Remember we had that guy show up? And
oh yeah, he showed up and then he wouldn't
well, because we were at first we never like asked for IDs beforehand. Like, I think we like looked up names, like I think you asked like full names or whatever, but like you never like now we have them send like a picture of their ID beforehand just so we can like verify, you know, make sure you are who you say you are. And but you know, back then when we were first starting, we didn't know what we were doing necessarily. So, yeah, I think you asked the guy for his name. We looked him up, whatever, did what we had to do. And then we told him we were, you know, staying at the hotel and why don't you come on out? The first guy bailed. We got time for you, you know, to film. And so he was like, okay.
Drove in from D.C. within like 45 minutes.
He knew that we were filming.
Knew that we were filming. Knew that he had to sign forms, knew that he had to provide his ID, still showed up and was like, I don't feel comfortable with this. Can I
He goes, well, we were like, hey, you have your ID? He goes, I mean, it's out in the car. And we're like, all right, well, you got to go get your ID. He goes, I'm not sure I feel comfortable with that. And we're like, bud, you got to have your ID. And we're like, you got to fill out these forms. You got to, you know, provide your ID. And he's like, nah, I'm not sure about that. I'd rather just fuck her. She's gorgeous.
And we're She's so pretty. Look at her right there. Can I just fuck her?
And we were like, no. Get out. And he was like, but like, come on, man.
And he even messaged us from the parking lot. Like,
yeah, we watched him from the window. Yeah. Like, got into his
car.
And
he messaged us a few months later, and he was like, okay, maybe I think I'm ready now. Mm. And I'm like, nah, bud, you lost your opportunity there.
He probably saw it all again on Reddit and was like, oh, shit.
That happened so many times. So many of the dudes from that weekend that we were, like, supposed to meet up with.
Oh, yeah.
All messaged us afterwards. They're like, oh. That was, like, kind of like your, like, coming out weekend. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you were, like, nobody believed you before. It was all bullshit until...
They saw the footage after, and they were like, damn.
And then it just kind of went from there.
Yeah.
And they've all reached back out, and I don't think any of them had,
gotten a second chance.
No.
There's only been one, well, I guess two virgins that have had a second chance. I don't remember what number.
No, there's been a few. So there's been
some
that have canceled appropriately and have had proof
of said reasoning.
Yep.
I don't remember what they all were. One, their car was broken into or stolen. Yeah, stolen. I don't remember what number that was.
Four? Three.
Yeah, I was going to say three. That's what I thought. I knew it was early on. He was supposed to be driving from...
Well, we'll go into those later.
Yeah.
But there's only been a few that have been rescheduled. But let's go into it now. So, what?
Well, I don't know. I was trying to think. Never mind. Go on.
So, let's start. We kind of already went through number one.
Right.
So number one was, your first BBC.
Right. First one ever taking a virginity and, BBC.
So that one's always, that one holds a special place.
The first three were BBC.
No.
No?
Number three was not.
Oh, okay. First two then.
Yeah.
Okay. That's so right.
The
okay.
first one was your first BBC. Second one. We got reached out to, he was a 36-year-old dude, super nice. He came by, and I remember on that one, we just shot before we started.
Yeah, because he was so nervous. A lot of them we, don't drink with, just because.
Well, we also didn't know back then about whiskey dick as much.
Yeah.
And I definitely gave him whiskey dick with that shot.
Yeah, that was his downfall.
Yeah. So that was tough. I mean, he got it in.
Right.
I just don't think it was the groundbreaking experience that
he was looking for.
Or that,
but he was also incredibly nervous.
He was super nice, though. I remember getting along with him really well. Yeah. And he's still on our page. We talked to him not too long ago. He filmed us for a while. I remember that.
Yeah.
Because that's always my thing, especially if they get to the point to where they're not,
able to come. Because
able to come.
So, I think after that one, we realized, hey... It's one of those things, obviously, it's a big deal for them as far as, losing their virginity. And we want them to have the best experience possible. So we tell them...
Don't hold back.
Don't hold back. If you have to come after 2 minutes, 10 minutes, where...
30 seconds.
30 seconds. It does not matter. Fucking come. Because the minute that you hold that shit back...
It turns into hell for everybody.
It is an hour-long process of you just...
Trying to worm it in. You got two fingers on each side of your dick trying to act like a splint.
Right. It does not work for anybody. It is not enjoyable for anybody. So it does not matter how quickly it is going. I mean, don't come in my mouth. But
yeah, that matters.
That matters. But it does not matter. As we will make you look like a rock star no matter what. Because we want, everybody to look the best,
Yeah, nobody should have anxiety during this, and we know that we're already increasing anxiety, so it's, we tell everybody we're going to blur your face, nobody's going to know who you are, and we're going to make you look like a rock star.
Right.
So nobody's going to be embarrassed, we're not going to, even if you got a small dick, maybe we'll say you got a small dick, but, it's not said as, an insult.
Right, it's just some people are into that, some people
are into it, some people aren't.
But that's, I think, the biggest downfall for a lot of them, is that they get in their head, they go, oh my god, I can't be the person that comes so quick, and then... They hold it, and then it's a thing. And so, some of the best, I don't want to get into it too far, but, number four came pretty quickly.
Number three came quickly.
I thought it was four.
Number three came quickly, and number four came within a decent amount of time.
And, those are some of the best-selling ones, just because
Yeah, so
it's
number
real. Like it gets down to business. There's no like
number three is a good one. That was the guy that had his vehicle stolen. We still talk to him too.
Yeah, talked to him literally last week.
Yep. He's got a big dick, which he didn't know that he had at the time.
Yeah.
And that was a great seller for us. But
not the biggest I've had, but like decent. Yeah,
it was decently sized. It was unexpected.
Right.
Because we didn't ask about it then. And then he came pretty quick. And we got some really good shots on that one. That's one of my favorites. Like just.
Yeah, number three is a good one.
Just shot wise, because like I didn't really know what I was doing with lighting back then either.
Right.
But it was good. And then number four, he was a favorite. We obviously invited him back for your gangbang.
Right. I think we invited number three back too, but.
We did, but he just ghosted.
Or.
He ghosted.
Okay.
Yeah, we were waiting on him. He was supposed to be messaging us that night. Like, he had the address.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Well, it's on him. Yeah. So, number four, he was cool. He was religious.
Yes, that one was a big religion.
He was like, was he 20?
Some like 21? 21.
And
I remember doing a shot with him for...
No. Oh, yeah, on the gangbang.
Right, on the gangbang. But I don't remember if he was 21.
He was 21.
Before...
Oh, yeah.
Like when we first filmed with him, I don't remember that age.
But anyways, he was super cool. Yeah. Like there's like some of these guys I just genuinely like.
Right, like I would. I mean, not that I would like hang out with them, but like
we probably would. We get along with fucking everybody. Right. Like as long as you're cool, we're gonna like be fine with you. Like we, honest to God, just don't judge people, and we will be friends. Like
right.
And yeah, don't get easily offended, because I make some terribly offensive jokes.
I mean, there's some that I wouldn't like necessarily, you know, invite, you know, to hang out with again. But there's, I'd say a good majority of them, I'd be like, yeah, like you were cool enough to just like come shoot the shit with us, like come hang out, like.
Yeah, number four would definitely. I'd totally give him a pass. He was a cool dude.
Yeah.
And we invited him back, and he came back, and his was just religion. You know, it was like. I was raised in, I feel like that's so similar to your story too.
Right. It's just and I think that's why that one resonated with me. And like, I was able to like, just get along with him so well, just cause we were both raised similarly as far as that aspect goes. And like, just sex was not talked about. It was just like, it was just a no, like you just don't do it. And so like, I felt for him, and I understood where, you know, he was coming from with, you know, all of that, so.
And I love, you know, the ones that have good stories, like, you can really tell, some of them are, like, you can tell from the story that is legit. But especially when we met him, you could just tell this, he was a genuine guy. And, I mean, you got to give these guys some props. It takes some balls to be like, this is the way I'm going to do this.
Right.
And then to... You know, this was back when we kind of had our little reception area in like our garage in Virginia.
Yes.
To see that garage door open and then to see two people sitting there waiting for you, like
it's a little intimidating. Like
I can't imagine.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
But that's why I always just, you know, cut off. I know it's awkward. It's fine.
Like, hey, you know, we're usually like, hey man, how's it going? I know, super awkward. Come on in. We'll you know, tell you a little bit about
you'll,
what we're
you'll
doing.
You'll be okay. It's right. Gonna be okay. We've got you.
Right. Like, come don't on, worry. Buddy. Coming to the light.
So after number four, that one was pretty popular. Yeah. And you started gaining a lot of subs. We were like over 200 or something at that point, which was like,
that was a huge
coming from like 20.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
It was like, oh my gosh, we're gonna make it.
Right.
So we were like, let's go crazy for the next one. What if we did two in one? So I put it out on
no, because that was when it started really like getting popular, and so like we started getting a lot of messages, and we were like trying to do like one
a week or more. We were willing to do like three a week,
right? But like
scheduling wise it was like fucking impossible, because nobody could ever pull it off.
Yeah, like because a lot of these, you know, guys, they either have, you know, they obviously they're working, or they're, you know, in college, or, you know, like just hard to like schedule it all. And so we had two guys reach out in the same week, and we were trying to figure out
I put it out on Reddit with the idea.
Oh, I thought it was that.
No,
they,
I put it out on Reddit, and I was like, who thinks I should do two at once? Would anybody be down for that? Like somebody with a friend, like two
or
versions,
somebody that has
or whatever. And then I had two guys reach out, and I reached
out
that
did not know each other.
Nope. All right, sorry, we got interrupted on that last one.
Yep.
We had two guys reach out.
Yep.
Did not know each other.
Never met.
never met. And I was basically like, look, would you be willing to, you know, lose your virginity with this other stranger?
Well, you know, I'm also a stranger.
Yeah, well, being reported. Right. And surprisingly, but they both said yes. And we asked them, we put them into like a group chat together. And we asked them like, okay, what do you guys want her to wear and stuff, which we'd never done before. And they both agreed to just your...
just something chill.
Yeah. Boats and Hoes.
Yep, the Boats and Hoes shirt.
I still think that's such an iconic scene. Just like you sitting there and having them both touch you and you...
My legs spread, me hands on two different dicks.
Yep. And then you all stand up and you get three dicks at once.
Yeah.
For the first time. So, I mean, that was your first MFM was essentially with
two virgins.
Yeah.
And I had to lead the way as far as everything.
But that was cool. That was a really cool experience. That one
was cool.
And then after that, we went to number 7, which is one of the most popular videos we have.
Yes.
And he's a nice guy. He's very nerdy.
Yes.
And I think that may be why it's so popular. Tall, kind of
blonde,
geeky guy. Lots of talking, lots of awkward talk. And it opens up with a massage. And it's basically me just like...
We were trying to, you know, do different things for everything, but...
Yeah, we're basically just kind of teaching him, like, your body.
He had never seen...
A vagina. In person.
Yes.
And so that one was cool. Number 8 is obviously, like... kind of the cream of the crop as far as things go. He changed a lot of things.
He changed the rules. Like, not like him personally, but like...
We reconsidered a few life decisions.
Life decisions after that. And not in a bad way.
No, he was a nice dude. He was nice. Got invited back just really because he's so popular.
Yeah.
But he was a nice dude. But the thing is, he's a black dude. And we start talking to him, and we ask him how big his dick is, and he goes, it's like 10.5 inches. And we're like, what?
And we're like, no way.
And he took that fucking thing out. It is every bit of 10.5 inches. I'd never seen anything like that in my life.
It was ridiculous. Like, my God. Like,
and his issue
was
that...
He wanted to. Obviously, everybody wants to, but like, and he had plenty of opportunities.
He was 20.
Right.
And he had no girls his age that would be willing to mount that thing.
Because... it was so intimidating. Like, he would be, you know, with a girl, they'd, like, start to get down to it. He pull it out, and they're all like, nope, put it away. They're like, that's not for me. It's too big. I cannot handle that. Because they're all, like, you know, younger, like, you know, college-age girls that, like, if I was that age, I would have been like, yeah, no. Like, pass. No. And so his issue was he had gotten close. He had been, you know, like... in the stages of, you know, getting there, and all the girls just couldn't handle it. So, shit, I barely handled it. Like,
you handled it like a champ, baby.
Yeah, but like, so, yeah, he changed a lot of requirements that we ask now.
Yes, because, now we ask about dick size. Like, ahead we don't, of time. You know, we say, hey, look, we don't care if it's small, we don't care if it's big, we just need to make sure that she can mentally prepare herself.
Because, yeah, like, seeing that thing... come out and I was like, oh shit, like I'm gonna be walking funny. Like, it was wild.
So he was popular. He came back for the gangbang, and then number 9 was popular. He's another one that came back a second time, but not for the gangbang.
No, did not come back for the gangbang.
But number 9 was ready enough and hard enough to do a DVP with you for the first time, which is pretty incredible for a virgin. But
I mean, it didn't last forever. It was super awkward.
It was awkward. It was like
it was like hard to like.
DVPs are awkward.
Right.
Yes. Like, I totally agree. But he was able to do it.
Right.
And it was.
But that wasn't like he'd already stuck it in me beforehand?
Yes.
Or, okay.
Yes. Yeah. It was not how he lost his virginity.
Okay. I was like,
he got it in. Yeah. Let it in for a few seconds. Made sure he got nice and like worked up. And then I was like, hey, you want to try it?
And he's like, yeah, I'm down.
He was like, yeah, I'm down. So we did it, and it worked. All right, so then number 10 was one of your favorites.
I did, like, in number 10.
You genuinely liked him as a person, but he was one of the ones that was just, like, the quintessential anxiety case, right?
Yes.
So, like,
he had the swag.
He was a cool dude.
Yeah, he was cool.
He was a bartender, I think?
No, he...
Yes, that's what he was currently, as a bartender. Okay, yes. He was previously worked on tour.
Right, with somebody.
Yeah, but he was just like, every time I got a chance to...
Because he was so focused on work at that time. Like, he went on tour with somebody. Like, he was...
Yeah, but it was like, every time he'd get a chance, it wasn't that he didn't have opportunities. It was like, when his dick came out, it would just go...
Right, like, he just did not know how to... Like, he knew how to talk to the ladies. I mean, yeah, he was awkward still, but, like, he just... He had the swag.
I literally just, you know, I played Dr. Jason, and I went and got one of my blue chews, and I was like, here you go, bud. Let's give this a try.
Hey, we're not a doctor. Don't, like.
Yeah, I was like, if you have a heart attack, it's not my fault.
and he was like, yeah, no, it's cool, man.
Because I do lots of drugs. It's fine. No, just kidding. He did actually bring me some really good weed.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
So we waited, 20 minutes? Yeah. And then bro was good to go. Like, we were doing like an Eiffel Tower on you. You know what I mean? Like, it was good to go. So after that, that's when we did our gangbang.
Yeah, he was number 10.
So we invited 10, number 8,
and number 4.
We invited more, but out of the 6 that were invited, the 6 that we could get a hold of, I think I tried to get a hold of everybody, but I think only 6 I could get a hold of. 3 of them ended up canceling because it was COVID.
Right, like, and someone ended up with COVID. They either COVID had it
or didn't respond or whatever. But that was fun. So it's probably its own episode in general, GB. But, like, we can do a quick overview. Basically, the cool part of it was you'd slept with everybody already.
Right.
You'd taken all their virginities except for mine. And then...
I already kind of knew everybody's dick, what they, you know.
So we decided to blindfold her and then find out if she could figure out which one was me in her mouth or...
My pussy.
Yeah. So that was pretty wild. Obviously, it was hard for her to tell between the 10 and a half inch BBC and mine, but she did.
I did figure it out. But anyway,
at least between those two. So after that, so this is kind of where things got a little weird for our OF, right? So we're like sitting, we're doing really fucking well. We're sitting on cloud 9 on OF stuff, and we're like, this GB is gonna like
take off. It's gonna propel us to the next level.
And to be fair, like, video wise,
it should have.
Like, it got over, I think it got 500,000 views at least on Pornhub,
right?
Just that one little clip. But what ended up happening is our marketing at the time was TikTok.
Yes.
And we were going on TikTok Live, and you had like fucking 20,000 followers or some shit. It was wild. We were getting like 40 new subscribers a day. And we were selling like crazy. We were making the best money we were making on OF alone at the time. And then our TikTok got just shut down. Like, we went to go live in the hotel room.
Yeah.
And it was just, your account has been blocked. And I tried over and over and over to get it back.
We were about to get in the shower. Or I don't remember what it was, but it was just like, I just remember like just being in the shower, just being like, what are we going to do?
Yeah, devastated. Absolutely, like, fucking devastated.
We're like, we literally just filmed this the night before.
Yep.
And
so that got blocked. Yeah. Our Instagram got blocked, and our Reddit got blocked, all within the same like 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah, some salty person decided.
And we got back. That time we got back the Instagram, and that time we got back the Reddit.
But not TikTok.
Yeah. We ended up losing the other two eventually too.
Yeah.
Over time. And it's just that's one of the hardest parts about this thing. So, like, if you do like what we're doing, guys, like, spread the word, you know, help us. If you see us, you know, somewhere, you know, share the picture, whatever. The spread that we should have had for what we're doing should be a lot bigger. But we keep getting these people that just come after us, and we don't go after people. We feel like there's enough money for everybody to be made here. Right. But for some reason, people keep going after her. And it sucks. I mean, we've built up... We've probably lost 100,000 followers overall from people just canceling us. It sets us back. But,
you know, mentally, physically, financially. I
mean, yeah. Financially especially, but like, mentally, god damn. It is so exhausting to start from scratch every single time.
And like having to be like, okay, now what? Like, how do we... How do we restart? How do we, like,
what do we reuse? Can we reuse? What is the algorithm going to do?
Right, like, just everything.
Yeah, it's exhausting. I have to use an IP address? Yeah, it's a whole fucking thing. But anyways, so after that, we kind of went recluse for a little while.
Yep.
We got the GB out and it flopped sale wise, at least. Sucks. Like I think I made less than like $100 on it when we released it the first time.
Which we were like,
we were expecting like 5,000, like honest to God.
Right. Like it we were like, this is gonna like just take off. Nope.
So we got like fucked. And I think, I think that was probably closest. That's probably when we got closest to quitting this whole thing.
Yeah.
It was during that time frame. And thankfully my, my real job at the time, was good.
Right.
So we weren't like, you know,
right,
like counting on it, but it still, it was like, it sucked. And I just remember being like, how are we going to build all this back? Because we just spent the last year and a half, you know, building it. I mean, our Reddit account, no, TikTok account was, what, over a year old. I mean, we had, we had videos on there that were just like huge.
But
anyway. Anyway, sorry. So we kind of laid low for a while, and then we reached out to another virgin, number 11.
Yep.
And he drove out, this blonde hair dude.
Curly hair?
I don't think it was curly.
Yeah.
No, it was not curly.
No. Blonde hair, blue eyed.
Yeah, 19.
Yeah.
He was cool. I don't, he was the one that worked a lot.
Is that who it was?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
And he ended up coming on your stomach.
Yep.
And then right around number 12 is when we started talking to one of your friends about what we were doing. Yep. Like the first like actual person we told about it. And she was pretty interested. So she came through and helped us film number 12, and you'll actually see her in the videos, like blurred out and stuff.
Yeah.
But that was cool. Number 13 was, he was a nice dude.
I don't remember.
I remember him.
I remember it, but I don't remember what the story was.
He was the one that had a girlfriend, made him wait for marriage, and then she dumped him and fucked somebody else.
And then he was stuck.
And he was stuck. Yeah. And then number 14 was a college football player.
Yep.
Number 15 was Comic Con. Well, that's how I think of him. Is he was, he did cosplay.
Yep. 15 was the first one that we did here.
15 was the first one in Florida, first Floridian, and really one of the most popular ones too.
Yeah, he's pretty popular.
Because he's not like, he's, I just think he's an average dude. I don't,
yeah.
He doesn't have a huge dick. He's just normal every day. I think it's, I think he's the kind of person that you'd look at and you'd be like, okay, like these are real people doing real things. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then number 16,
yep,
was a favorite, and I feel, I think he had the worst anxiety of anybody that we've met, and that really kind of like
that got him.
Yeah, that drove us to look into this more, I think, and kind of look into the mental aspect of it. And
That's what I realized.
I think that's what made you realize that you were, you know, having some anxiety, and we started to reach out and look into getting help for you.
And it's worked for me. And so then we, I think we reached back out to him and we were like, hey, so apparently I also had some anxiety. I was like, I've taken care of it.
Let's try again.
You want to try again? He was like, I've taken care of mine, or I'm working on taking care of mine. So I was like, cool, let's go ahead and do this one again. Cause like,
yeah, so it, I mean, it wasn't like a groundbreaking thing the second time. No. But, you know, we got to try DP.
DP, yeah.
Because he had a smaller dick, so he was able to go in her ass. But it was only like a second. So
yeah,
like,
it wasn't very long.
Nothing crazy. It was fun to watch. But he's one of the ones that we invited back for a second, so 16. And then also number 9 we invited back.
Yep.
He had his first MFM with you and your friend that came and helped record number 12.
Yep.
But with that being said, that's kind of our overview. That's kind of our story. That's Stephanie's superhero story, we'll say.
Bye.
Her origin story. And maybe it sounds weird to you. Maybe it's, you know,
a turn off, but
a turn off. I know that, you know, the dream is really to watch, you know, these super professional dudes with big dicks, you know, pound women on camera. That's what gets a lot of y'all off. But
these are real.
These are real, and I'm hoping the idea of open sexuality, you know, can turn some people on too. Just the idea of the background, the story, understanding that how free you are. I think that's what's a turn on to me, is just watching you just kind of be like, yeah, fuck, you can use my pussy, you know? Like, I don't know. It's cool. There's a lot of cool things. Obviously, we do more than just virgin stuff, so check out the page, you know, see what it's all about. But if you are a virgin, you know, we're going to have ways for you to email the podcast, or you can message the podcast on Instagram, which is
awkward pillow talk on Instagram. Follow us, listen to us, share us, buy our pay-per-views, support us. If you like what we're doing, really just tell us, contact us, communicate with us. We're trying to put ourselves out there, and we hope you guys appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right, thanks, guys.
So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And that's exactly
take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. Common Confidential, you know, sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, you know, right up our alley. But still, the 6 washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code, AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later.
Hey, Jason, I think it's time for some shameless self-promotion.
All right, babe. What do you got on your mind?
Well, we've been talking about the Spicy Pages a lot on the podcast, but I think it's time that we finally invite them in and let them see what it's all about.
Yeah, okay. I mean, everybody always wants to know how to get involved and all that kind of stuff. And the first way to get involved is to, you know, actually see what it is that we do. All of our stuff is so real and so raw.
Right.
But how are you thinking we do it? Like movie announcer style?
Sure, we can give it a try.
All right, let's give it a go. In a world where ordinary podcasts just aren't enough, two podcasters with incredible genitalia break free from the mic to bring you an awkward experience like no other. Exclusive content awaits at virginitysnatchers.com.
Dive deep behind the scenes and join us for unfiltered, uncut, and undeniably wild adventures.
Don't just listen, be a part of the journey.
You can come watch me take every single virginity, see close-ups as they enter my pussy for the first time, and get an even closer look into our kinky world.
How was that for dramatic?
I mean, it was dramatic. It might be a little over the top, but I think they'll get the point.
All right. Well, if y'all want to reach out to us, you check out our paid pages. You can find them all on virginitysnatchers.com. Love to interact. We love to do custom content, and we love to help answer your questions. If you need a guaranteed response, you find us on there. If you want to support us, that's the way to do it. Now,
let's get back to the show.